so does the productivity of said employee. Now, Mr. Downs in the corner. This is a particularly true situation in the case of lower paid employees, where there's a stronger link between productivity and wages. So, if you want to get more work out of your people, pay them more money.
Yep.
Once again, this story from the Commerce Department of the United States of America.
I don't suppose they mentioned flogging as an option.
They did. No, they didn't, as a matter of fact.
I found that works pretty darn well.
Yeah, the beatings will continue until morale improves.
That's exactly right.
Hey, Scott.
What?
The inventor of air conditioning has died.
What?
Thousands of fans attended the funeral.
Now we're leaving. I woke up early for this.
That's right.
Now we're even.
Yeah, all right.
Welcome to the audience, Mr. Downs.
That's right, yeah. Okay, here we go. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline at 775-2929. All right, here we go. High today about 104, heat index 107. Ah, but we're at 79 degrees. WTAW College Station Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. He didn't talk about Megyn Kelly or continue his post-presidential debate rant about unfair questions, but Donald Trump was back on Fox TV this morning.
Making America great again. That's the only publicity I want.
And Trump keeps topping the Republican polls. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
A new public policy poll has a business mogul with 19% support in the key voting state of Iowa, followed by Ben Carson and Scott Walker tied at 12%. Trump told Fox and Friends that Walker isn't managing his own state very well, claiming it has a huge deficit and high unemployment.
His numbers have been very bad in Wisconsin, and they've got a lot of problems.
As for a third-party run,
I do want to keep that door open in case I don't get treated fairly.
Jeb Bush came in third in the PPP poll, followed by Carly Fiorina and Ted Cruz. Dave.
Rachel Scott Walker has just responded.
Donald Trump's just using the same old tired talking points of the Democrats, and they didn't work in the past. They're certainly not going to work in Iowa.
Walker says Trump couldn't be more wrong about his record in Wisconsin, that he turned the state's finances around and unemployment has plunged. Police were busy again late last night in Ferguson, Missouri. Trying to keep protesters off the streets. Some people threw rocks and bottles. 23 were arrested on top of more than 100 earlier yesterday.
The good news, though, no gunshots yesterday or last night on the heels of police being fired upon Sunday night. Also, no looting and no injuries.
Fox's Will Carr in Ferguson. More than a year after that, Malaysia Airlines plane was shot down over a part of Ukraine controlled by pro-Russian rebels. Dutch prosecutors say some debris recovered may be from a Russian-made missile. Moscow denies any involvement. Nearly 300 people were killed. A government study kept quiet for 4 years is out on air traffic controller fatigue in the U.S. Nearly one in five committed significant errors. Most attributed that to being tired. The FAA says since the 2011 study, they've taken steps to reduce fatigue, changing scheduling. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Summer is here, so it must be Harvest Festival time. Make plans now to join the Messina-Hoff Winery family every weekend in August for the 38th annual Harvest Festival. Enjoy grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairings, specialty dinners, and so much more. Messina-Hoff's estate winery is located at 4545 Old Reliance Road in Bryan. That's the 38th annual Harvest Festival at Messina-Hoff Winery and Resort. Get all your Harvest Festival information online at messinahoff.com/harvest.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zornemann Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zornemann Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zornemann Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zornemann Flooring. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Team Auto in Navasota, Zornemann Flooring, and the Sleep Station.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The company that owns the Crestview Retirement Community in Bryan wants to build a complex in South College Station.
The city council's agenda for Thursday night includes a request to allow Methodist retirement communities to issue $75 million in tax-exempt bonds. MRC wants to build next to Christ United Methodist Church on the east side of Highway 6 between Fitch and Rock Prairie Road. Firm hired by MRC to seek the bonds is the same one being used at Texas A&M for a $355 million student housing complex at George Bush and Penberthy. MRC proposal calls for 80 independent living units, 30 assisted living, and 25 memory support. There would be no liability on the part of the city, the council, or the church. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
It was November 2 years ago. There was an announcement that the site of the former Scott and White Clinic at University and the Freeway was sold to Papa's Restaurants. The College Station Planning and Zoning Commission has recommended a zoning change that the City Council will take up Thursday night. The restaurant's consulting engineer, Veronica Morgan, says the change will allow them to rebuild 20 parking spaces, which historically flooded when the clinic was open.
If you've ever been to Scott and White, when they had that clinic open and you've ever parked on this end of it, you can see all the silt and debris that has accumulated basically down on this end of those parking spaces. It's because those parking spaces were basically built in a hole and there's no way to drain them. So we need to re-pour them, but as soon as we touch them, we have to get rid of them.
If approved by the council, Morgan says construction would start in December or January. The College Station City Council this Thursday will again consider whether to ask voters to approve bond financing for capital projects. Councilman John Nichols on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says recommendations of a community committee will be addressed in some manner.
The issue of whether we do a general bond election with general obligation bonds or whether we use certificates of obligation to cover a lot of those investments is still up in the air.
Nichols is willing to consider the city council instead of voters deciding on issuing debt for street improvements in order to avoid the impact of a new state law if voters say no.
The city could absolutely not do anything about them for 3 years. Couldn't spend any money on planning. You couldn't spend any kind of money on it. We've got some street and road things that are must-haves that the city council is responsible for figuring out how to get it done.
The last day to submit special questions for the November election is the 24th. Tomorrow is the 22nd annual Feast of Caring, benefiting the Brazos Valley Food Bank.
A modest meal of beans, rice, sausage, salad, and dessert is on the menu for Wednesday's meal.
It's supposed to be a reminder to all of us that would be a feast to some in our community that don't get to eat the same kinds of things that most of us take for granted.
Brazos Valley Food Bank Director Teresa Mangapura says the meal is open to the public and free, but donations are gratefully accepted.
We encourage folks that come to the event to make a donation in the amount of what they would probably spend that day if they purchased their lunch somewhere.
Mangapura says local celebrities like Aggie softball coach Joe Evans will be serving the meal. The event is come and go from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Brazos Center. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 80 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
It's about 8:09. Kevin, could I bother you to get one more pair of headphones? Because we have two guests, of course, because it's Tuesday. Let's do some weather real quick. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest, or at wiltons.com. Wilton's Furniture, Supplies, and so much more. All right, here we go.
Hot weather continues across the region today. We'll have more sunshine. Our temperatures today making their way up to 100 to 105. Once again, we're under a heat advisory. It runs through 9 p.m. tonight. The only difference with today's forecast is there could be an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. That certainly would be beneficial. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Sunny, hot tomorrow, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, 100. It'll be sunny on Thursday. Highs will once again approach 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Oh, Kevin!
Yes?
Could you bring us one more pair of headphones, please? Mr. Hickman is also in here.
So. I will endeavor.
Thank you. Okay. We're going to effort that.
That would be Mr. Producer, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, yeah, that's it. Because we want everybody to be able to hear what's going on. How are you
today?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Especially in this studio.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah, that's it. You didn't bring any donuts today, did you?
I didn't. Yeah. I thought about it.
Though. No, you did not.
Yeah, I did, but I thought about it yesterday.
It's okay. Ben brings his donuts every Friday, so it's not like we're going without them. But it's just, you know, I just didn't know if you have.
Well,
had
last time I bought some, my hand was wounded with a bite when people are grabbing. Something.
Well, I know. Yeah,
you have to get rabies.
Yeah, you have to be. Yeah, you do this with this crew. It's well, I forget what it had. So last week we had, maybe 2 weeks ago we had something, and there was actually some left over the next day. Which means that must have been really terrible, because for a radio station to have stuff left over from the day before means it's bad. Now, I wanted you to have your headphones on, Royce, so that you could hear this. You and I are probably the ones who can relate to this more than these youngsters can.
Hi, Dick Clark here with a music bonus from the Columbia Record and Tape Store. Look, the gold box, hold it. I'm Dick Clark with a double music bonus. Not just one gold box, but two.
Two gold boxes?
Yes, plus your choice of albums worth $80 at suggested retail prices.
Uh-huh.
All for just a penny when you join.
Wow.
Look for the double gold box ad. In the coupon, you'll see two gold boxes.
Yes.
Fill them in for two bonus albums.
Oh, boy.
The double gold box ad is in TV Guide, Family Weekly, and these magazines.
There you go.
That's a Columbia Record Club?
Filed bankrupt.
That was.
Yeah, that's was. Well, yeah. I was a member.
So was I.
Me too.
Yeah, I think.
Me too.
But wait, there's
Is
more.
Right? Yeah.
Just pay shipping and handling.
The headline says, Columbia House, the Spotify of the 80s.
Wow.
For all the people who don't know what it is, Columbia House has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Before the internet and file sharing softwares like Napster and such, you'd get free music for a penny an album. And in turn, you promised to, buy some records. And you had to send a card back, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the deal? And if you didn't, then, they'd nick you for,
They'd send you a new album every month.
That's it. And the albums were, ridiculously high priced, like $7.98 or something, so you couldn't do that. Anyhow. Doesn't work anymore. revenue actually was pretty good in 1996. It peaked at $1.4 billion.
Really?
But last year, the company declared their net worth to be just $17 million.
Mm.
So there you are. Once again, the internet kills another business. Oh, you want to check on the GoFundMe and see if it's going up anymore?
I think I still have it up, yeah.
Okay, see how that's doing. State of Alabama's doing a GoFundMe for their budget.
Oh, for really? their debt.
Oh. State yes. Senator.
We have one person who's apparently donated another $25.
Oh, there you are.
578.
Okay. 500
on our way to 300 million.
That's right. They need $300 million, and so State Senator set up a GoFundMe project. So
wow.
I mean, I like the idea, and we did. Our callers liked it, too. That we thought that's...
I'm going to have fun with these comments.
Okay.
Don't like seeing your state government begging for money on a site created for people in real need? Next year, vote Democrat.
Oh, okay. Very nice. All there right. we go. Yeah, all right. Let's keep going. Okay. All right. Got a... And Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society, and I have a pet story, if I can find it here.
You'll find it. I trust you.
Actually, we'll do this one. Aaron Cassell of New Zealand was in the right place at the right time to catch a massive southern blue tuna with his bare hands. He dragged the fish from waist-deep water after fighting with it for 30 minutes. He was riding his beach buggy with his son when he thought he saw a dolphin offshore. He said, I thought the dolphin looked stranded, and it was short and fat, and so I went in there and tried to find it. It may have been one of the endangered ones, he thought. And once he got in there, he realized it, in fact, was not. It was a fish, he said, was just beating the snot out of him, or some word that starts with S, using its tail. I held onto it long enough to get it up out of the water, and I beached it. And so there you go. Catching a tuna with your bare hands. Huh. That's better than that, what do they call it?
Noodling.
Noodling, yeah. Yeah, noodling with tuna.
Hillbilly hand fishing.
That's it. All right, so what's going on with Humane Society?
Well, we have a big weekend coming up for us. We have joined shelters across the country in the National Clear the Shelter event. Now, obviously, we're trying to find animals, homes, and to make this a fantastic event, all these adoptions will be free.
Wow.
Free.
Can't beat free. Free's pretty good.
You can't. So our staff is busy this week trying to get as many of the animals that are already our property, those animals spayed and neutered, so they are ready to go home on Saturday. So we're doing all our prep. If you're thinking, you know, man, that might be a good idea, you're just interested, it's not going to hurt you to come in and do an adoption application or print it from the website, send it in. We've even taken it in by fax.
Wow.
You know, there's no reason you can't get that in ahead of time. That's going to speed up your adoption process so much more on Saturday because we expect it to be extremely busy.
Sure.
Now, to make this even more fantastic, we've extended our hours on Saturdays. We will start adoptions this Saturday at 10 a.m.
Wow.
And we will be there till 4 p.m. Okay. So come, you know, brave the heat with us.
It's part of the sunshine. Shine fun, right?
Right? Yeah. And our staff, most of my staff, will all be there on Saturday as well. So they're all really looking forward to this event and trying to get animals homes. Some of these dogs have been with us for months.
Mm-hmm.
So we really like to see them out in the homes before, you know, just not hanging out in the shelter anymore.
Sure.
And see them in new homes. So if you're interested in that, you can take a look at some of the animals we currently have available for adoption. Now, with these types of events, you can't go ahead and put your name on a list or call dibs on one. It is first come, first serve on Saturday. So that's why we said get your application done ahead of time so you know it's approved, it's done, taken care of before Saturday. If not, don't worry, we can still do it on Saturday, but it will just make it go a whole lot faster on Saturday and get that animal, dog, cat, or ferret, because we do have one of those right now as well, adopted out to you that much quicker. You know, make sure your animals have current rabies vaccinations. We do check for that. So you might want to just get that up to speed and take care of that before you come in as well. So we are looking for a title sponsor for our luncheon event in January. This is our Inspiring Tales tour. We have tours that community members come on. Scott waiting on you. So
okay, all right. Okay, I hear you. Okay.
But we've had a lot of the folks out here, you know, have been out to these tours and have learned a little bit more about our agency. And we have a culmination luncheon in January. So we're looking for some sponsorship on that. And, you know, the Bark Leaders campaign has opened as well. And Bark Leaders coincides with Wienerfest, which you're going to, you know, that fall is around the corner. You know, that we're talking football season and we're talking Wienerfest. That's what happens this fall.
And cool weather. We're talking
cool
that too.
Weather. Yeah. We're hoping anyhow. So, Wienerfest, October 24th this year, Bark Leaders. We've got quite a few, a handful of dogs signed up and we're hoping to have more sign up. Last year, they raised just over $11,000 and we're hoping that we can beat that record this year. I think this will be the fourth. Oh goodness, is it the fourth year already for Wienerfest? For not Wienerfest, no. For Barkleader.
Yeah, we've so done Wienerfest, more than four. Yeah, yeah, we've been there a while.
We've been there, done that. We're old pros at that. But so for more information on any of the events coming up or looking for our adoption application, go to our website aggielandhumane.org, or you can visit us on Facebook. Lots of photos of animals on there as well, and you can. Listen to some of the, you know, see some of the stories of some of the animals that have been adopted on our Facebook page as well as they come in. We share them on there, and it's a whole lot of fun, especially for our staff. We love seeing some of those dogs that we really got to know, or cats, in their, you know,
new habitat. Huh? Yeah.
To speak. So that's a whole lot of fun. So check us out again on Facebook, or visit us in person, 5359 Leonard Road.
All right. Very good. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Visit the folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. And as you heard, Royce is here this morning from the Chamber. How are you?
I'm doing great. Always good to be with you.
Yeah. Tell me what you got happening.
Brightening my day a little bit. Well, a week from Thursday, August the 20th, we have a doubleheader or a twofer, whichever one you want to call it. We're going to give you an opportunity to come out at lunch for our Economic Outlook briefing. That'll be held at the College Station Hilton. It'll be from 11:30 to 1 to 1:30 range. Mm-hmm. It's our opportunity to hear from State Senator Charles Swartner, State Representative John Rainey, and State Representative Kyle Cassell. They'll talk a little bit about the completed session, but also what's going on over in Austin now, because, as you know, there's still a lot of things going on over there. That event is sponsored by Caldwell Companies. We appreciate them. Tickets are $30 if you're a chamber member. If you're not, you're welcome at $35. And table sponsors are $350. Again, that's the first event of two on August the 20th. The second one is a business after hours at Atkinson Toyota. I saw Paul Atkinson at Wilton's, our last business after hours. He's very excited about having everybody out. He's going to have a great array of food and beverages for us. Again, that's Thursday, August 20th, be our normal 5:30 to 7, and I think everybody knows they're out on the bypass, 728 North Earl Rudder Freeway. And then we have a opportunity to hear our U.S. Congressman Bill Flores. That will be on September the 2nd. That's at the College Station Hilton as well, Congressman Flores will talk about a number of things going on in the in Congress right now, and they will open it up for questions, which we might be interested in to get his take on some of the things going on in the presidential race.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But this is sponsored by Chuck and Teddy Ellison. We appreciate them stepping up to the table on that. 11:30 to 1 at the Hilton, September the 2nd. Again, tickets are $30 for chamber members, $35 for non-chamber members, and $350 for a table of eight. And then we have a lunch and learn coming up on Monday, August the 31st. This is going to be a chance to hear Lexi Alexander from Om Grown Yoga Studio talk about the benefits of yoga.
Quit clicking your pen.
Oh.
Thank you. Okay. I'm looking around going,
I have
what's
a bad
on?
Habit of that, too, you know. I'm sorry.
It's high-definition radio. Well, we can hear that
anyway,
stuff.
Anyway, back to our lunch and learn on August the 31st. Be from 12 to 1. It's at the chamber office. Okay. It's free, but you have to have a reservation. Bring your own brown bag. Again, Homegrown Studio is going to be handling that. Then just save the date. Our golf classic will be on September the 14th at 9 o'clock out at the Traditions Club. Lobster Fest, September the 20th on Sunday, 5:30, 8:30 at Brazos Center. We've got a couple of ribbon cuttings coming up, a deluxe ribbon cutting this week, Wednesday the 12th. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be Hub Collaborative, and that's on 404 Jane Street in College Station. And then today we have one at Cross Texas Transmissions, 4:30. They're out on State Highway 30. And then Friday the 14th at 11, an unusual time for us, Stripes at Holloman and 2818. And again, that's at 11 on this Friday. Our Platinum Member Spotlight this week is Commerce National Bank. Certainly appreciate those folks out there. If you need any more information, give us a call at 260-5200 or bcschamber.org.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit with folks from Chamber, too. It's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dock Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dock Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dock Rankin and Bryan at
800-846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Not only do you need a job, you need to keep a job. And Bureau of Labor Statistics data indicates several jobs in the medical field have the most job security, including chiropractors, dentists, physicians' assistants, and surgeons. Other professions with job security include aerospace engineers, criminal investigators, and ranchers. Here's a stock you probably wish you owned. Shares of Canadian pharmaceutical company Equinox Pharmaceutical soared more than 2,000% on an intraday basis over the last two trading sessions after the company released positive mid-stage trial results on Friday for a bladder pain drug. Shares closed up 500% on Friday and traded up another 280% yesterday morning before closing 81% higher. Ha ha is in, LOL is out. A new study from Facebook finds 51% of us use ha when expressing laughter at things on the social networking site, compared with only 2% who post LOL. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zorneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zorneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Migraines are a terrible thing to suffer. One-sided headaches, throbbing, pounding, pulsating, nausea, vomiting, sensitivity to noise, sensitivity to light, they make you absolutely miserable. Now, scientists have discovered that sometimes migraines can be significantly helped, as much as 41% reduction in the number and severity of migraines with the ingredients in Active 8. Now, let me tell you why this is so important to Active 8. You see, their very own CEO suffered greatly from migraines until she started taking Active 8. And now, well, she has far less migraines than ever before in her life. Active 8 is fully absorbable and works with the receptors in your brain to get you out of having those headaches. Call today, toll free, at 800-465-4411. And remember, it must work for you or your money back, no questions asked. 800-465-4411 or myactivate.com. Now, you may not know this, but in 1920, our nation's vice president had no official place to live. Now, the president had the White House, of course, and it was being occupied at the time by Warren and Mrs. Harding. But the vice president, Mr. and Mrs. Calvin Coolidge, well, they were living in rented quarters in Washington. It's been a matter of discussion for quite a while, actually, as most people thought it was unseemly to have the vice president of the United States living in a rent house. Didn't look all that good to visiting dignitaries either.
There was some discussion about building a home for the VP, and several architects were consulted, even a contractor. But before anything could get rolling, a house suddenly became available that was perfect. It was a gorgeous, stylish, well-appointed, perfectly situated house, big enough for the duties and social obligations of the Vice President of the United States. So, a bill was brought before Congress to buy the house as the official residence of the VP. But you know, something was wrong. The bill wasn't making it to the floor. First one thing, then another, and it was being killed in committee, and the General Assembly just was not getting to vote on it. And the consensus was that if it ever reached the floor, passage was assured. But the bill seemed to be blocked at every turn and eventually killed. Who did this? Well, it seems that the Vice President and Mrs. Calvin Coolidge had an enemy, one who was powerful enough to get the bill stopped. And why? Well, this particular person never did like the Coolidges to begin with, and once said of them, "I just couldn't see those awful people living in that beautiful home." Well, the Vice President finally did get possession of the superintendent's house at the Naval Observatory, and it's been home to every Vice President ever since then. But the Coolidges, well, they never got to live in it, thanks to the one person who did everything in her power to stop it. Yep, her power. Yes, she was in a position of power, and it's a little-known fact that it was the First Lady, Mrs. Warren Harding, who worked feverishly behind the scenes to block the Coolidges from getting a nice residence of their own, simply because she just didn't like those awful people. Funny, isn't it? And just a year later, Calvin Coolidge would succeed President Harding in the White House and make everything right for his vice president.
Well, we talked about it last week. The heat came back. We knew it would. It always does. And the folks at Intercon always have solutions for you. Now, we talk about, most of the time, the energy efficiency of your windows. But one of the other things that solar screens that Intercon does, and there are all sorts of different selections when it comes to solar screens. You can choose the amount of blockage you want, 70%, 80%, 90% blockage. If you haven't seen the next generation, if you will, of solar screens, you'll be amazed at how attractive they really are. Of course, the most attractive part of it is what your utility bill is going to look like. Because if you've got portions of your home or your business where the sun is pounding in on these hot days, where it never really cools off at night, your utility bills are going to be impacted in a real negative way. So get in touch with the folks at Intercon. Now, there are also solar shades that you can pull down. You can roll up, roll down as you need them, because in the wintertime, maybe you want that sun. You welcome that sun into your home, and instead, here in the summertime, you really don't want that. So get in touch with the folks at Intercon about that. And then if you're a BTU customer, know that BTU has a program that may help you offset the cost of having these solar screens installed. So it's a good combination. BTU's initiative to try to help lower your utility bill and the solutions that you can find from Intercon. So give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639.
Kim Commando here with a question. When is the last time you used a road map or looked something up in a real book as opposed to just Googling it? A few years ago, we began hearing how the art of handwriting was literally disappearing. We don't actually write anything anymore. We text or tap into a keyboard on our laptop. We are witnessing the first generation that knows how to use the internet, a giant computer network, follow a GPS, or shoot and edit videos only to crash and burn when it comes to using an encyclopedia, folding a roadmap, or figuring out which way they're going by looking where the sun is in the sky. These are life's most basic skills that teens and 20-somethings never learned. How to bake bread from scratch, how to identify basic insects, flowers, and trees, how to use a compass, wiring a plug, understanding pounds and ounces, darning socks, and starting a fire without matches. And now the big question, is the generation that lacks this basic knowledge any worse off? Let's Google that and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
What puts your identity at risk? Did you swipe your debit card at the gas station? Identity thieves can place skimming devices on the payment terminals. Do you use public Wi-Fi? Identity thieves are known to set up shop around Wi-Fi hotspots, hoping to cash in on your personal information. Do any online banking? Go to the doctor? LifeLock reminds us that banks and health insurers are susceptible to breaches of your private information. But don't stop living your life. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your Social Security number, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business, but you only have one identity. Protect it with the best. Enroll with LifeLock in minutes, and your protection starts immediately. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 82 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Many have waited for the better part of 2 years to learn when Papa's Restaurants will build at the site of the former Scott and White Clinic at University in the Freeway. It could be as soon as December or January. The College Station City Council has been asked to allow Papa's to rebuild 20 parking spaces to provide proper drainage. That takes a zoning change, which was recommended at last month's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. Among the questions asked was why it's taken Papa's so long after acquiring the property in November 2013. Consulting engineer Veronica Morgan says it was due to the staffing the company has for expansion.
There has not been any discussion on my part with them that they have even balked at building here. It's strictly been a staffing level situation in them finishing up a few restaurants that they have that they're opening in the Georgia area and I think Louisiana area.
Morgan was also asked about landscaping outside the restaurant.
And we'll landscape it in keeping with perhaps not the same plant materials because we'll want it to match our plant materials, but in keeping with the heavily landscaped areas of Fish Daddy's and of Cheddar's.
A property owner whose backyard borders the restaurant was told there would be buffering, but Papa's has not provided details. The College Station City Council has been asked to give its blessing to issuing $75 million in tax-exempt bond financing for a new retirement community.
Methodist Retirement Communities, which owns Crestview and Bryan, wants to build another continuing care retirement campus. It'll be located next to Christ United Methodist Church along Highway 6. Company hired by MRC to handle the bonds is on the council agenda for this Thursday for permission to proceed with the tax-free financing. There's no liability on the parts of the council, the city, and the church. The proposal calls for 135 units, 80 independent living, 30 assisted living, and 25 memory support. Background information given to the council did not disclose when construction would begin. The bonding company is the same one affiliated with Texas A&M's new 3,400-bed student housing complex, which is projected to cost $355 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station City Council has less than 2 weeks to decide whether to call a bond election for the November election. Discussion resumes this Thursday about what to do with the Community Committee's list of recommendations. Councilman John Nichols on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says several funding sources will continue to be considered.
I think it's understood in the community that the Arts Council and the CVB entered into an agreement to identify mutual needs, including space. And as that evolves, that may free up the Arts Center on Dartmouth. That's already there. That's on the city's books. The city's got to maintain it. What's the highest and best use for that?
Talking about the future of street funding, Nichols does not support creating a transportation tax.
I think it's up to the council to raise the money. And you remember, and I'll stand here and say, we raised taxes last year in order to rebuild our funds so that we could address some of these maintenance needs and operation and maintenance and upkeep. And we are putting a lot more money into the road and street maintenance budget right now.
The 24th is the last day to submit special questions for bond elections, as well as file for offices that are part of the November election. All city council and school board races this November in the Twin Cities now have at least one candidate. The latest is for College Station School Board. Philip Garrett is seeking the place one seat currently held by Paul Dorsett, who is not seeking re-election. The only contested races so far are for the two openings on the Bryan City Council. Nearly 28,000 people were in town the weekend before last for the Games of Texas. A review by the city of College Station shows almost 8,000 athletes were joined by 20,000 coaches, family, and friends. An overwhelming majority of participants were from out of town, which helped generate a local economic impact of $7.5 million. The event will be in McAllen for 2 years, then return to BCS in 2018. More trivia is on our website at WTAW.com. The Brazos Valley Food Bank is hosting their 22nd annual Feast of Caring tomorrow.
Everyone is invited to the Brazos Center on Wednesday for a free lunch from 11 to 1:30. Brazos Valley Food Bank Director Teresa Mangapura says local celebrities like Texas A&M Athletic Director Eric Hyman and Aggie softball coach Joe Evans are serving up the meal of beans, rice, and sausage.
It's really casual, so it's you take your plate and you actually get served by folks like Eric and Joe, and so you get to interact with them and say hello and introduce yourself. And so that's what I think is kind of cool about this event.
Mangapura says the event is free, but they encourage people to make a donation in the amount of what they would have spent purchasing their lunch somewhere. Call 779-3663 or go online to bvfb.org for more information. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 82 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Normandy Tractor has the new Kubota L2501 HST, 25 horsepower tractor with four-wheel drive, Kubota front end loader, 5-foot land price shredder, and box blade with teeth. Priced with an incredible $800 finance rebate, $700 to implement rebate, and a $500 cash rebate, making your price only $18,395 or $241 per month. Norman G asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Norman G Tractor is aggressively pricing all equipment bought with your new tractor, so now is the time to make the drive to Norman G Tractor. Voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials too at normangtractor.com. Norman G Tractor, located at the corner of Highway 30 and OSR in Norm G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norm G Tractor.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's 8:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Very hot across the region again today. Heat advisory in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. Sunshine leads to highs of 100 to 105. There may be an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Sunny and hot tomorrow, highs near 100. An isolated storm may develop through the afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Sunny with temperatures approaching 100 degrees during the day on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Just confirmed. We'll have Brian Superintendent Tommy Wallace with us on Friday morning. So as we get ready for school.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Things change again.
Daughter is not excited.
Yeah, well, you know what? Still got to do it. Still got to do it. All right. Oh, hey, this is kind of interesting. Melissa Gilbert, remember her from Little House on the Prairie?
Uh-huh.
She's going to run for Congress.
That she is.
Yep. As a Democrat from Michigan.
Somebody from Hollywood running as a Democrat? No.
Yeah. Anyhow, but Melissa, she's married to Timothy Busfeld. Is that his name? Or Busfield? Redheaded dude with a beard was in 30-something. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. President of the Screen Actors Guild from 2001 to 2005, and just a couple of months ago, the IRS revealed that she owes them about $360,000 in back taxes. Oh, yeah.
Eek.
Oh, yeah. That's probably, you know, not going to be in her campaign brochure, her information that she puts out. The Apple Watch, already hurting analog watch sales. Data from NPD Group finds U.S. watch sales saw their biggest drop in 7 years in June following the Apple Watch debut. I think there are a lot of circumstances which would cause watch sales to fall.
Yes.
And maybe the Apple Watch is part of that, but I don't think you tie those two together.
I'm one of the few that still wears one that I know.
Yeah. Retailers sold $375 million worth of watches in June, 11% less than the same period last year, and a 14% decline in unit sales. So, again, I understand, but there are a whole lot of reasons that that could be going on. All right, so I had meant to do this a little a little earlier, but I didn't get around to it. And I want to make sure I get it in today because I said I would. Your name and how it affects you. Now, some of this stuff is absolute hogwash, I think. But then some of it is kind of interesting. The research shows just how much your name can affect your lifetime success. If your name is easy to pronounce, people will favor you more, according to researchers from New York University. They found that people with easier to pronounce names often have higher status positions at work. Now, that's fine until you factor in Silicon Valley, because there's a lot of people who work from Silicon Valley who aren't from around here, okay? Their names are not easy to pronounce.
No, but they weren't necessarily promoted. They sort of made their job.
That also is true. If your name is common, you are more likely to be hired.
Hmm.
Once again, see Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's true. We have a sales manager named Sam Jones. That's probably about as common as you can get. And he's had a gig for a while. Uncommon names are associated with juvenile delinquency. Again, I don't believe that at all. Shippensburg University, I don't know who they are or where they are, found that regardless of race, young people with unpopular names were more likely to engage in criminal activity. Really? All right.
I mean, I guess the proof's there in the jail records.
Yeah, I suppose. Again, I don't know where Shippensburg University is.
Well, none of this is right.
I agree.
Because in order to be a delinquent or have that many real problems,
yeah,
it's three names.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's maybe the whole boy named Sue thing, too. I mean,
no, that's true, yeah.
If your last name is closer to the beginning of the alphabet, you could be better in school. Oh, no, you could get into a better school. You could get into a better school. Okay.
So Patrick was never going to Harvard?
I guess not. No. Researchers found that even those students with last names that are low in the alphabet tend to get higher test scores overall among students who applied to universities and were on the margins of getting admitted or not. Those with the last names that were close to the top of the alphabet were more likely to get admitted.
Really?
You think the director of admissions just goes, all right, we'll just cut it off at G.
Well, it's like,
you
know, they talk about with the in court that if your case is right after lunch, you're more likely to be get a favorable sentence. Oh. And if you're closer to the end of the day, mm-hmm. you're almost definitely
get him out of here. We got to get it
exactly.
done. Right?
So
yeah,
I wonder if the admissions are like, we're done.
Could be.
Z's, you wait for next year.
I'm grumpy, and you're going to pay for it.
All right, now, this other stuff here, that a little more believable, I think. Using your middle initial makes people think you're smarter and more competent. According to research published in the European Journal of Social Psychology, using the middle initial increases person's perceptions of your intelligence, capacity, and performance.
I'll be signing off Patrick Original Designer.
There you go. You are more likely to work. Now, see, this one I don't believe in any way, shape, or form, but that's fine. You are more likely to work in a company that matches your initials.
What?
What the hell does that mean? Oh, since we identify with our names, we prefer things that are similar to them. In one study from Ghent University, which is over in Europe somewhere, researchers found that people are more likely to work for companies matching their own initials. No, that's wrong.
Well, I don't know.
That's just what?
I mean, my friends Hank Burton and Haley Beeman work over at HEB.
Yeah.
They don't.
I know.
That's ridiculous. How do they come up with that?
Of course it's ridiculous.
We'll find a company for you later called DORK.
Yeah, really? Okay. Women with
spelling on the radio.
No kidding. Women with gender-neutral names may be more likely to succeed in certain fields, according to The Atlantic.
Like Bobby or...
Yeah, in male-dominated fields such as engineering and law, women with gender-neutral names may be more successful. One study found that women with masculine names like Leslie or Jan or Cameron tended to be more successful in legal careers. Again, I'm not sure cause and effect on that. But that thing about it being working for a company that has your initials is just stupid. But anyway, I wanted to do that so I could say that. Hello?
Hey, they don't call me Brian Broadcasting Brad for nothing.
Yeah.
There are approximately 260 different models of automobile. And the one place you can be sure will have the right battery for virtually all of them is Batteries Plus Bulbs. No matter what kind of vehicle you have, you can trust us to have the Duracell Ultra battery you need and the free battery testing and no appointment necessary installation you want. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, save $10 after mail-in rebate on Duracell Ultra Premium Gold and Platinum car batteries. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station. See batteriesplus.com for details and limitations.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues. And being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained new U dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth. Implant-retained new U dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained new U dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, see, now Dr. Reese, he went to work at a place with his, because it's got his name in the
code.
Anyway. Put that over there. Minnesota's Mall of America opened its doors for the first time on this date in 1992. Inside, there was a Lego Imagination Center, a wedding chapel, an aquarium, a 14-screen movie theater, and much more in terms of square feet of retail space. King of Prussia Mall outside Philadelphia is bigger, but about 10,000 square feet. Southern California's South Coast Plaza is third, tied with Adventura Mall in Miami, but in total number of stores, the Mall of America is way larger, 522 stores. King of Prussia has 450. But all the malls in U.S. America are far smaller than the South China Mall and the Golden Resources Mall in Beijing, which are more than twice as big as the Mall of America. Can you imagine that?
No.
Who's got to empty those ashtrays? Man, Canada's West Edmonton Mall is the biggest in North America, about 1 million square feet bigger than the Mall of America. And there are two malls in Dubai, which are under construction and expected to be the biggest in the world. One of them is bigger than Vermont. I don't know if you've heard about that or not. Anyway, actually, they will be five times bigger than the Mall of America.
Did you say the New South China Mall?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was the Ghost Mall from a while back.
I don't know what that means.
It was a huge development. They had all the rooms and stores and everything. They had employees running water rides and sweeping floors, but there were no people walking through because there was like one business. Now it's back from the dead.
Wow.
As of April.
Well, I knew that they had a lot of buildings over there, apartment buildings that were empty.
Yes.
You know, and
There was a filmmaker went out there and shot HD video of just the most serene mall environment you've ever
Amazing.
Seen.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. When Manor East Mall opened here, it did not have public bathrooms.
What?
Yeah, did not. Did not have phones or public bathroom. Public phones or public bathrooms.
Then how did did you have to go to the movie theater?
You just didn't. You just planned ahead.
I'll be darned.
Or planned differently. Yeah. Yeah, that's this little Brazos County trivia for you. Yeah, okay.
I don't know that would even be legal now, would
Yeah,
it?
Now, you know, you probably couldn't. No, you probably couldn't. It's well, that's what's interesting is, you know, that's when they built radio stations, they had to have bathrooms. For the engineers. It had nothing to do with the announcers. It's not like they had an engineers-only bathroom, but anyway, I'm just saying. All right, let's see what else we got. John Fogerty will join The Voice as an advisor. Creedence Clearwater Revival frontman officially joining Team Adam this season to help Adam Levine, is that his name?
Levine.
Okay, something. Whoever, from Maroon 5, right? Mm-hmm. Contestants Levine. During the competition. Season 9 begins on September 21st. Make your images stand out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter with animated text using the Legend app. Just choose the text and select an animation style, color, and filter. Then select a photo or video for the background, and you're on your way. How do you like that? You guys Instagram a lot, do you?
No. Much.
Hello, what's up?
Scott, they went to Montgomery Ward's. That's where you went to the bathroom.
You're exactly right. Thank you. Exactly right. They did. Montgomery Ward's, which is where, I guess that's where HEB is now, in the in that shopping center, in the Tejas shopping center. I know. It's old guy, small town stuff.
This
right?
is Andy Wynn. Beal & Wynn Insurance is proud to announce that we have been awarded the Texas Treasurer Business Award by the Texas Historical Commission. This award honors businesses that have provided employment and benefited their local economies for over 50 years. Family-owned since 1946, we have dozens of insurance companies to service all lines of coverage, from personal to commercial, life, and health. Call us at 268-1500 or visit us at BealInsurance.com and see why we've been trusted by our clients for nearly 70 years. Beal & Wynn Insurance, since 1946.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So, in the world of geekdom, the new research from Facebook shows that LOL is being DOA. The social media giant exclaimed, in ridiculous detail, how its users express laughter in their Facebook comments. Well, they found that hardly anyone uses LOL anymore. Instead, the vast majority of people, more than 51%, used ha-ha. More than 33% used some type of a laughter emoji. 12% of the users used hee-hee. The LOL users ranked dead last, used by just about 2% of the Facebook commenters. R-O-F-L didn't even register. Really? How about L-M-O-A-O? L-M-A-O. That one? Facebook research also broke down laughter expressions by age and geography. Older users tend to use LOL, while younger ones use their emoji keypads. Ha-ha, hee-hee are most popular on the West Coast. Emojis are preferred in the Midwest, and southern states tend to prefer LOL. There you are. More than you want to know. The Perseid meteor shower, expected through August the 26th. Activity will peak the middle of this week, so that's tomorrow. Typically the brightest of the year, EarthSky.org, says Perseid's viewing this year should be especially good since the moon won't even come out until after sunrise, avoiding that pesky bright spot. Yeah, and it's a fingernail moon right now anyhow. It's not very big.
Tiny, tiny.
We know that kind of stuff because we're up then. Earth Sky says the best time for viewing is after midnight when the meteors will pick up some steam until the pre-dawn hours. Perseids appear to originate from the constellation Perseus, which will be in the northeast sky tomorrow night and on Thursday night. Meteor showers happen when the Earth, of course, passes through the orbit of a comet. Bits of the comet broken off as they pass through the atmosphere. NASA estimates that at its peak, the Perseids will do about 100 meteors per hour. They go 37 miles a second, in case you're keeping score at home. And if you can get away from the lights, I mean, light pollution, obviously the biggest problem And you don't need to use any binoculars or anything like that. You'll be able to see them with your naked eye. It's just a matter of getting out away from the light. UGG boots. Know anybody who has any?
Yes.
Getting a makeover. Hollywood Reporter says, Shirling and suede boots are looking to get a bit more sophisticated in their new collection. Modeled by Carolyn Murphy, the sleeker, more sophisticated, refined collection of two styles. Vary in color and height. Prices, $245 to $295 for Uggs. And they are ugly, aren't they?
I mean,
I think.
From what I understand, though, they are the most comfortable thing you put on your feet.
Really? Okay. Teacher in New Orleans was caught drinking on a school field trip. She's been fired. Carol Burton, a choir teacher at the Garfield High School, admitted to drinking alcohol. And the school district said it had found that probable cause existed to terminate her employment. In her defense, she said, I had 2.5 alcoholic beverages on this trip, and they are without a doubt the most expensive drinks I've ever had in my life.
Well, that's some perspective.
Yeah. Japan has invented personal vehicles that can fold up so small they fit in people's pockets?
Oh, come on.
I hate to find that with 2 minutes left in the show. We'll have to dig that up tomorrow. An enzyme that, now, this is interesting. An enzyme that eats nicotine, kind of like Pac-Man, would pave the way for a new anti-smoking therapy. Scientists with the Scripps Research Institute have found a bacteria in the soil of a tobacco field. They say it makes an enzyme that can seek out and basically eat the nicotine before it gets